Yeah, my bad. But like I said, I ended up finding out later that the person in the hood had a problem with me doing a song with him. Not necessarily a problem, but he wasn't fucking with him. So now, instead of him letting me know, like, hey, bro, I ain't really fucking with that nigga, and test my loyalty, I would rather a nigga do that. Test my loyalty and see if I'm gonna be like, nah, fuck this shit, nigga. I'm trying to win with this rap shit. No, I ain't that type nigga. I would have said, nope, can't fuck with you, sorry. But I wasn't told that. And then when I actually confronted the dude, and it was a jokey joke confront, when I confronted him about the situation, like, it was almost like he was kind of mad that the other person had told me. Which, none of that is good, because it's like let's communicate. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? You know, and like I said, it'd be shit like that that'd tear a foundation down. But you have no idea, because nobody said nothing to you. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, all of that shit is that, like you'll see, like, once niggas get older, it's less and less friends, because you realize every piece of shit that comes with this nigga. If you're dealing with this nigga over here, he doesn't have a car, he doesn't have money, he doesn't like to spend money outside, he doesn't like to go to bars, he doesn't like to go to clubs. You see what I'm saying? So you know all of the burdens of this nigga. So when you're in a mood to do these things, this person doesn't come up. And then that causes problems too. Because it's like, damn, man, he ain't even hit me. But you wasn't going to go any damn way. You see what I'm saying? So it's like all kind of shit go on. That's why you see it when you get older, you start to see a motherfucker by itself. Because it's like, damn, you can't really let yourself down or irritate yourself. You see what I'm saying? Said that in the hood, man, that shit different, bro. It's like, it's different. It's a lot, an enormous amount of, in the some of the realest hoods, it's a whole lot of fake shit going on. Like, it'll be pussy shit that'll be going on, and you'll want to speak on it because you on man time. Like, I want to speak on that shit, man. That's fucked up. But the right thing in the hood to do is be quiet. Don't speak on that. That's showing emotion. Don't talk. Let that shit slide. Fuck that shit. That's not real to me, though. You see what I'm saying? So that's where, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about this shit. I want to get this shit over with. I don't want to sweep this shit under the rug. Let's talk about this shit, bro. I fuck with you. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Nah. Shit cool. Then next thing you know, you in a motherfucking alley with a motherfucking gun to your head. You know what I mean? That's how these shits end. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta think of it, man. They killing the niggas that ain't doing all the woofing. So a nigga that's woofing, it's coming. Like, it's a nigga somewhere sitting and waiting and hoping to catch you, so he can do that to you because you was talking. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. That rap shit, bro. Like I said, bro. That rap shit, bro. Like, that shit's scary, bro. Like, you know, I know people, I probably done said a couple times, like, why I stopped doing that shit. Or why, you know, why I took my heart out that shit. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I got so many reasons to, you know, the point you probably be like, nigga, I thought you said you stopped because of this. I thought you said you stopped because of the, you know what I'm saying? But it's so little, like I said, little do I know this death shit played a big part of me not wanting to, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's coming. If you rich and you getting money, it's coming. And you a fly, flashy, funny nigga, live all the time type nigga, like, not live like as an IG live, but just like a lively person, like always laughing, cracking jokes, making people laugh, like, you know, people love you and shit like that. The hate come, bruh. And the, you know, and the more and more money you get, and the more, the bigger and bigger you get, man, that's just the harder it get. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, with this local shit, it's like you can, you know, if you a fly, then you can put shit together and look good, you know, with a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? If you know how to dress and shit like that, you can put shit together and yeah, be looking like, damn, Slim be fly as shit. You know, and that alone, you would have a bam ass nigga that can't dress. Bam ass goofy nigga, big boot ass nigga that can't dress, he mad at you because you fly. So what he do, he entangled with other shit. And oh yeah, some nigga say something to him, he chipping off that. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with that nigga even, man. Nigga be good. Nigga ain't got no problem with you, Slim. Nigga just whole time mad that you fly to him. It's the type of shit that go on in the hood, bruh. Real life. And it's like, unless you distance yourself, this shit will grow. It will grow. It will grow. It will grow. Until the time when that dude decides, you know what, it's time to take his life. Stick with your day ones. Stick with your day ones. As long as you can, you know what I'm saying? Be as pure, be as real. You know, never make a man feel lower than you. Always, your good men, that's what you, always make them niggas feel like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm on top, you on top with me. We stand eye to eye. Ain't nobody standing, we stand eye to eye and side by side. Ain't nobody standing in the back. Too many niggas like to try to put themselves in the front and have niggas in the back. They got niggas in the back looking like little peons when we all should stand side by side. And then that's when you have a strong foundation. But I ain't gonna lie. Even still, you gotta watch it because the niggas' hearts is just different now. Niggas' hearts is just—it's all about niggas' hearts. Niggas' hearts is just different right now, bro. The shit a motherfucker do, smack the shit out of old lady, punch a old teacher. You know what I'm saying? Beat the shit out of a girl, smack a girl in the face with a skateboard. Look at all this. Just think about all the crazy wild shit. Like, niggas is really on demon time, man. So you gotta be safe, man. Like, if you got a nigga that's not fucking with you, you keep that shit quiet, man. Keep that shit even keel. But you be on point, you be ready. Never antagonize no nigga that's trying to kill you. Never do that, Slim. Niggas be trying to look cool, man. Niggas be trying to look cool, man. I'm telling you. Y'all stay safe, man. Later on tonight or tomorrow, I'm dropping King Von. I want to drop. It's gonna be called King Von. Why his friends still look weak. Salute to them. Just giving you that, the perception of the fans, of what we see. And I'm gonna break down what I keep telling you about heart. The heart of a real friend. A real friend got a heart like no other for you. But these new motherfuckers, or motherfuckers just around because you a hood nigga, you got money, and you go hard, that's a half heart. a nigga that's feared will be smoked way before a nigga that's not feared. You see what I'm saying? A nigga will kill you because he's scared of you. Way before a nigga that, you know what I'm saying, a nigga that he think got up on him, you may be able to shake it up, shake the scale up and get his ass. But if he fear you, a nigga gonna take you out before you can blink. So you, cause like I said, a nigga gotta get home.